We begin with the anniversary next week of the first atomic bomb tested right here in southern New Mexico. Tell us about the piece you put together for that, Elva.
So it was 75 years ago, July 16th, 1945, that the very first atomic bomb ever went off in the southern New Mexico desert, introducing the atomic age to the world. We have a story incorporating the account of Faye Lisk, who was 12 at the time and lived just north of the site. The story also includes a discussion with Tina Cordova, who is a founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. These are some people seeking some recognition and compensation for the fallout of that test, which she says has caused much damage to the families of the area due to many, many incidents of cancer. The Downwinders have been working to address the issue officially since 2005. Also part of this package is the account of Ralph Smith, a Los Alamos attorney at the time who was on site and watched the test.
Pretty incredible that it took so long. Were there never any reparations for these people along the way?
There have really not been. There has not been recognition of these particular downwinders. There have been billions of dollars given out to downwinders in Colorado and Nevada, but there's never been any kind of official recompense or recognition for these folks at all.
Wow, that's shocking. Moving on, interested to read the piece. Moving on now to 40 Days and 40 Nights is coming back.
So there's obviously not a lot of stuff yet going on in person, but things are coming up that people in New Mexico that are geared toward us. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs has a lot of little interesting things. There are concerts and storytelling in Silver City and Las Cruces that people can participate in and children can enjoy. One thing that people can go to is Allen Theaters has, and at the Tell Shore 12 parking lot, they have brought back drive-in movies. Should be a lot of fun.
And wildlife have been making appearances a little close to home. Tell us what you have in this week's Desert Exposure.
I've had several people reporting bobcats in their yards, and some great photos have come in, and somebody sent me a little story. So I called the Game and Fish Department and talked to them about it a little bit to see what to do about bobcats. And we talked a little bit about other animals as well. So these creatures are just showing up because it's so hot and they are drawn to the water. And because the little creatures are also drawn to the green and the water, they come seeking their prey. But they are not dangerous to people. Pretty much just avoid looking them in the eye and back off slowly. Make a little noise if you want them to go away.
And keep your chihuahua close by.
Right. Bring in your pets and your pet's food at night for sure.
Gotcha. Like you said, there's still not a whole lot going on, but we do have the Clay Festival taking place next weekend, right?
Right. So, yeah, a lot of it has, I mean, a lot of the presentations and workshops and stuff will be held online and with virtual lectures and tours and things. But there are still some in-person projects planned. All the downtown stores in Silver City, or maybe not all of them, but many downtown stores in Silver City will be featuring clay as their primary displays. There will be some socially distanced outside demonstration. And you can visit clayfestival.com to see what's happening there.
And we should mention, if you didn't make mention of it, I know I neglected to initially, that this is in Silver City.
In Silver City, yes.
Super. Thank you so much, Elva, for a preview of this month's Desert Exposure. Have a great month.
You too. Thanks.